to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
We're coming to you from Nelson, New Zealand. Today we will be cooking potato and chickpea curry. I'll introduce you to the ingredients. 2 tablespoons of canola oil, 1 to 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1 medium onion chopped, 2 teaspoons of curry powder, 2 teaspoons of garam masala, 1 teaspoon of ginger powder, 1 teaspoon of cumin, a pinch of salt, a handful of coriander leaves, 1/2 cup of coconut cream, 400 gram of chickpeas drained, 1 can 400 grams of condensed tomato soup, and 2 potatoes. I've already peeled 1 potato. I shall continue to peel the second one. After peeling the potatoes, we'll be dicing them into 1 centimeter cubes. Then we're going to put them in a pot. And add water just enough to cover the potatoes. We're going to cook that for at least 2 minutes. And we need to use potatoes that will stay firm after they are cooked. After the potatoes are cooked, we will drain them. As you can see, they're still firm but cooked. Then our next step is to cook the rest of the ingredients. First, we start with 2 tablespoons of canola oil, 1 teaspoon. Once that's heated up, wait a few minutes. Add the garlic. The onion. You stir that around for a few minutes until the onion's brown. With this meal, you can add it to rice, cooked rice. So prior to this, we will be having a pot of rice on cooking. Just 1 more minute. Coming around nicely. I'll turn it down a bit high. Now we will add the spices, curry powder, garam masala, ginger, cumin, let that cook for a couple of minutes. Okay, next thing we're going to add tomato soup. Chickpeas. coconut cream. And the cooked potatoes. I'm going to stir this until it's all mixed in well. Now if you wanted to make it more thick and creamy, you could add more coconut cream if you like. Or if you want a stronger flavour, add more of the curry powder and garam masala, the ginger or the cumin, depending on your taste. Now I'm going to turn the heat down and I'll simmer it for 5 minutes. In the meantime, I'm going to go outside and smell the roses. Hi, I'm back, and it smells wonderful. Let me just check and see what's happening in here. All the flavors have been amalgamated together, and it smells awesome. I've just prepared and cooked a bowl of rice, and I've placed it on a plate. What I'm going to do is spread it out in a circle and add my cooked chickpea and potato curry. It looks ready. Just taste it a bit. It's very nice. The last thing we do is add salt to flavour. And a handful of chopped coriander leaves. And then I'll serve it on a bed of rice. Our dish is prepared. I've laid it on a bed of rice and now I'll just garnish it with lemons and tomatoes. And some mint leaves. There you go. A curry, vegan, delicious vegan curry dish. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Please stay tuned on Supreme Master Television. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Oh,
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.